You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 to 23. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphan. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Sisters and brothers, the Gospel of Pharisee.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I've been a member of MCC since 1998.
Since time immemorial.
Sabi nga ni Chase, ni Bea, 2 years old daw siya. Parang alay. Pero hindi naman mukha akong, di ba? Hindi naman mukha akong elderly.
Hindi tayo
sure. Mismo
elder.
Di ba? Tama-tama ang sensation. So I thank God for this opportunity that I can be able to share to you my thoughts regarding the gospel reading. So last Sunday, we celebrated Easter Sunday. Pasko ng pagkabuhay. Sa Christianity, I think it's one of the most important celebrations. It's like some Christians, like, it's more important than Christmas because it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Unlike other religions, Christianity is very unique in this way because tayo lang ang nag-claim or nag-believe na yung founder, our founder, is alive. Is dead and now is alive forevermore. Diba? So the title of my sermon today is The Gift of Easter. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, not the Bible. Diba? Very, very controversial. The gift of Easter, Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, not the Bible. So before I continue, let's bow down our heads and pray. Parent God, we acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge your supremacy in our lives. Lord, we cannot do anything. God, we cannot do anything without you. Without the strength, without your strength, without your guidance, Lord. Lord, I just give myself to you and I ask that you speak through me. May your Holy Spirit be able to give a message that would help us in our walk with you. Lord, we give back all to you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I would like to read to you a quotation from Harper Lee. Harper Lee is the author To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a very famous novel. He said, sometimes the Bible in the hand of one man is worse than a whiskey bottle in the hand of another. There are just some kind of men who are so busy worrying about the next world, they never learn to live in this one. And you can look down the street and see the results. I've been a Christian for a long time now. Sabi nga sa inyo, 2 years old pala. No. Before I just read the Bible, sure, I was an evangelical Christian before, a Pentecostal Christian before. I attend the church, evangelical church, a Pentecostal church before. Now I could read the Bible. I could recite numerous verses that I had memorized, and I knew all the books in the Bible in chronological order. I can recite them from Genesis
to
Revelation. I read passages, study parables, and listen to countless Sunday school lessons and sermons on those passages. Yet I never really read it. Yes, there were times that I did read certain passages out of guilt or boredom at church, but I was reading it in a religious lens that was placed upon me. When I was 30 years old, don't tell me when was that, I experienced something of my own personal faith journey that caused me to hit the reset button in my religion. And read the Bible more on a scholarly perspective. MCC was very instrumental in helping me really read the Bible. I read it more on a scholarly perspective. I say scholarly lightly because I still pray. I still pray for the Holy Spirit to guide me in studying. I didn't start with Genesis. I began reading the Gospels. Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was really interesting and mind-blowing reading it from outside my yung kinagisnan kong religion or kinalakihan kong religion. I devoured the red words. Diba yung sa Bible ko kasi, yung red words, yung mga sinabi ni Jesus Christ pag naka-red. I devoured the red words like there were puzzles I was solving. It was addicting. Then I would read commentaries and I would be shocked at the interpretation of the parable. The message I received from Jesus was so very different. Again, the message I received from Jesus was so very different from what the pastors from my former church was teaching me. Currently, in Christianity, liberal Christians and conservative Christians are endlessly arguing about very fundamental differences. Diba? There's an ongoing argument between liberal Christians and conservative Christians regarding Christian philosophy. I can back up my views with scriptures, and conservative Christians can back up their views with their own views about the Bible. The Bible is strange that way. It can be translated really any way you want to fit any narrative you want. Diba? We 2 weeks ago we studied about how we interpret the Bible. There are 14 or 15 ways of interpreting it. We can use our own interpretation of it. So the Bible is strange that way. It can be translated really any way you want to fit any narrative you want. Try it with any issue. The Bible has been used throughout the ages to advocate for slavery, molestation, polygamy, rape, patriarchy, and war. It's a complicated book. It can be dangerous to us if not read with caution. For example, last year, 2017, Ella Foster, a 2-year-old, died of pneumonia because her parents refused her medical care and believed in faith healing and anointed oils. Her parents, Jonathan and Grace Foster, have been recently charged with manslaughter, which is involuntary manslaughter, yun yung sa states, parang murder, involuntary manslaughter. According to authorities, the couple belonged to a church that discouraged pharmaceutical medications and taught avoidance of doctors. There are many places in the Bible that clearly and literally tell us to use faith healing. For example, in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Jesus Christ to his disciples. This is the word of Jesus Christ to his disciples. So these two couple literally interpreted the Bible na hindi nila, di ba, pneumonia is a simple, it's a curable disease. But this their two-year-old daughter died because they refused medication. They refused to be because of their so-called, you know, of their belief. Their crime was reading the Bible too literally. Their crime was having too much faith in their Heavenly Father. Their devout religious beliefs based on Scripture trumped medicine. They refused medicine. Their crime was following Jesus in what he said here. Now their child is dead for no reason. So this is what I'm telling them. I mean, blind faith. Hindi nag-iisip. This breaks my heart as there are so many stories of the same exact thing happening where children are unintentionally murdered by their parents engaged in faith healing. It also breaks my heart because there are also many parents that are persecuting their children for being LGBT. Or many Christians are persecuting us because of their literal view of the Bible. So it's widespread that for conservative Christians or most Christians, the Bible is the end all and be all. The Bible says so. The Bible tells us everything we need to know. The Bible is God's authoritative word. But the earliest Christians did not have a Bible. The unang, di ba? They didn't have a holy book. They only had Jesus. Before Jesus was executed, he told his disciples that he was going away but leaving them a gift. And that gift is not the Bible. What he promises them is the Holy Spirit. Or in another name, he gives it the Spirit of Truth. Read the passage about the promise of the Holy Spirit. Kanina, di ba, we read the passage in John chapter 14 about the promises of the promise of the Holy Spirit. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides in you and he will be in you. And whom the Father sent in my name will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Nowhere does Jesus explain to his disciples that he will be sending a book. Diba? Sa passage that I read to you. He did not say that I will send you the Bible. I will send you a book. Nowhere does he say to ignore other sacred texts such as Gnostic Gospels. He promises them a spirit that will teach them. When I read certain teachings of Jesus, they ring so true to me. Love your neighbor as yourself. And treat others the way you want to be treated. It rings the greatest truth of all. How would I want to be treated if I were poor, sick,
a high school student afraid to go to school, a single mom, a transgender, a gay man, a lesbian woman, a Muslim, an atheist. How would I want to be treated? My hope for this Easter week is that we can celebrate this promise that Jesus has came to us, through for us, after the resurrection. His message is alive. He has left us with the spirit that can discern love from manipulation. It doesn't benefit greedy men or powerful institutions to love one another, which is one more reason that I believe that it is the truth, because he died for it. The truth that we should love one another. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our hearts with your gifts. Let my love be true and my charity be generous. Help us in all our needs and grant us knowledge to do what is right. Advise us in our doubts, strengthen us in our weakness, protect us when we are tempted, and console us when we are afraid. Graciously hear us, O Holy Spirit, and pour your light into our hearts, mind, and soul. Help us to live a holy life and grow in goodness and grace. And all say, Amen.